back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The perfect segue, guys, right? You see?
I can do it.
Sometimes when I'm not suffering from the creeping rot as I am this week, I can do it. Alien Abduction, filmed by Matty Beckerman. And you were telling us, I guess, how you were able to sell the concept, the pitch meetings. It's got to be the most frightening thing in Hollywood, doing the pitch.
Man, there's so many frightening moments in Hollywood. You know, putting yourself out there creatively in any way is a daunting task. Anytime, you know, you're sitting in front of people who can control your fate and trying to get them to come on board with your concept, it's nerve-wracking. I mean, I spent a lot of time getting rejections. But, you know, once you get accepted, it's so worth it.
Yeah, getting a toehold is really important.
Yeah, it totally.
And also having brass cojones, too.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. It's being able to get rejected and dust yourself back off and get up again and fight. And that's telling yourself that you can still do it, regardless of being rejected.
Right. You know, again, we just had two filmmakers on last week, so we did get some pretty targeted questions for you, Matty. But one comment here from a new poster at forum.theparacast.com from Bobbin DC, who has given us his eighth forum posting with this particular insight.
You've got to feel lucky, man.
Yeah. Wow. You're kind of drawing some of our lurkers out of the pile here, which is great.
Welcome, lurkers. I'm happy.
Yeah.
To
it, well, that's a good thing. We do have a big audience, and we have a very active forum at forum.theparacast.com. So, you know, all you listeners out there that are kind of wondering whether you want to get involved, this is your chance. We have a thread on our forums to pose questions for our guests. And Matty, Bob in DC is wondering, do you think that sensationalist, purely entertainment films are a good way to get people interested in the paranormal and to ultimately take it seriously? I started listening to the Paracast in hopes of hearing scary stories, but I was introduced to a culture of people seriously researching unexplained phenomena.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, I came into making this movie a skeptic, kind of outside of it. I made this film really for pure entertainment value. But then as I researched and I got into this and started talking to people like, you know, this show and the listeners of it, I changed my perspective completely. And I think that will happen to many people who, you know, watch films like this and then start digging in under the surface and finding out, because this movie is based on a real phenomenon, something that actually happens, there's a chance to convert people into understanding that there might be paranormal aspects of things.
Now, one of the things, of course, that bothers us, and this is why we mentioned the guests we had last week, James Fox and Tracy Torme. As you may or may not know, Matty, James Fox did a couple of documentaries on UFOs, primarily shown on TV. And he got involved in a reality show called Chasing UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And was extremely upset because of the fact that he got extremely upset with Chasing UFOs because the producers for the History Channel took extreme liberties with the facts. They take a basic case and they try to make it into a little bit of the paranormal activity meme. We understand you're a sci-fi film director here. You don't expect this to be factual. That you base it on factual events and legends is very important because that doesn't happen very often. But what do you think about the treatment of this subject on so-called reality TV?
I mean, they're trying to sell advertising. And that's the difference between film and television.
It's filler between advertising.
Yeah, I'm not beholden to any advertiser. You know, there's no branding that I have to adhere to. And, you know, movies, you're able to get a little bit more real. And, yeah, maybe I should do a documentary on these things. I mean, because in that documentary space, you're really just going for truth. The movie Alien Abduction is science fiction. I mean, the fiction of it's there. It is a fun film, but it does have, you know, that reality basis. And I think, you know, when you're dealing with television and they're manipulating things a little too much, it's just the medium that you're telling the story through.
Unfortunately, what bothers me about TV is sometimes they manipulate that in terms of the cable news shows, where the presentation of facts, the presentation of comments is often manipulated to express a point of view. But we can deal with that some other time.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, you watch a story on CNN or Fox News, and the manipulation of what the facts are is blatant. I see it time and time and time again.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of bull. I can barely watch the news anymore, hearing the manipulation of stories these days.
Yeah. Well, that leads me to a question here. Now, the very title, Alien Abduction. Now, I would bet that was not your first choice for a title, and if not, what sort of process occurred to come up with a title that could be very divisive? I mean, the very title alone would turn off a sizable, you know, potential portion of an audience.
Yeah, you know, initially we were calling the movie Project Blue Book. In order to kind of tap into that side of things. And, you know, unfortunately, you and I know what Project Blue Book is, but the general public does not. So, you know, the folks at IFC and I made a decision to call it Alien Abduction. And you know, more from a marketing perspective to kind of get that initial shock value for people to kind of step in and watch it. And, you know, it's not my first choice, but I'm happy with the decision because I think it definitely helps people to pick up the film saying, I'm going to watch this just for fun of it, and then being converted and say, oh, my God, this is a good movie.
Okay.
Well, certainly the title is obvious. I mean, the title implies everything about the film and sums it all up. Now, obviously the most important thing about a film, in addition, of course, to the writing, direction, all the technical stuff, the cinematography, the special effects, is the selection of the people playing the roles. Maybe you can tell us about the performers. And we could start here. We've got a couple of minutes left in this segment, then go on with the next segment. But now that you have this story ready to go, you've got to pick the actors. What choices do you make?
We had a fantastic casting director, Kelly Wagner and Dominica, and I always mess up her last name, Poseren, that's it. They were amazing, and they cast all types of movies all the time. So, you know, when it came to making decisions on the cast, I saw, you know, hundreds of people for each role. And the biggest thing for me was, were they authentic? Could they ad lib on the spot? Because the script we did, you know, we wrote the script and didn't adhere to it at all. Those scenes we shot, almost all of it's ad libbed, and I let the characters kind of find their own voice and speak from who they thought they were.
Yeah, that's so cool because it can be so much more believable.
So, yeah. Therefore, you must want to be like Woody Allen. Doesn't Woody Allen do a lot of that where he expects his actors to kind of be extemporaneous, to improvise around a scene while it's being filmed, and then he picks whatever the best combination is? I want to ask you more about that, and we'll get into things like the performers and how you selected them once the casting director sent them your way. We have Matty Beckerman. He's director of Alien Abduction. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting, and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast, Matty Beckerman, Director of Alien Abduction. We're getting into the casting process here. So you have to have actors who can improvise. And that a lot of the things you did here in making the film were improvised.
Yeah, I mean, when you're doing a found footage movie, it has to be as realistic as possible. So, you know, I did take cues from Woody Allen. I did watch his documentary and listen to kind of his style. And he says in that documentary, says what's written on the page doesn't matter as long as you get from A to B. And the point is told. however you feel like saying the words, whatever naturally comes out of your mouth is better than what's actually written on the page. And I adhere to that. I love that style. I would have the cast go off and riff for hours, and we'd film all that. And most of that is what we actually cut into the film. As long as we got, you know, the general gist of the conversations they were supposed to get to, a lot of stuff was ad-libbed and off the cuff. I love doing it that way. It feels real. It feels authentic. It feels like you're watching a real situation rather than...
Right, you're telling a story.
Yeah, the story comes through that way, and the actors get to explore who their characters really are and really feel that. And actually, the way I did it with the alien itself was the actors never saw the creature until we were on set that day and the scene happened. So their reactions to it are real. I mean, these things are freaky. So we really got those true, terrifying, kind of freaked out moments.
That's an interesting question here. So when you brought the alien on the set, were they scared, any of them?
They didn't see it until we were actually shooting. And yes, it was freaky. They were scared.
Brown Mountain moments in people's shorts, especially kids.
Yeah. I mean, there are some definitely jump out of your seat moments throughout the film. And, you know, I credit that to just great actors we had and really willing to go the distance and the whole crew. We had the best time making this movie, let me tell you. It was like summer camp for adults. We were just, you know, loving it in the mountains of North Carolina, all of us together as a group, striving to create this film. So much fun. And I think it shines through in the movie we made, too. I'm really, really happy with the final results of everything.
Cool. So do you have any projects that this is inspiring you to consider? Or are you going to continue in this particular genre? Or are you going to possibly revisit this? Other than, you know, you mentioned a possible sequel or follow-up to it.
Yeah.
What other ideas do you have cooking on the back burner now?
Well, I just finished a script last week, and it's called Ghost Detectives. And it's about a group of 11, 12, 13-year-old kids who get video cameras and form a club at school to try and capture ghosts. And it's really, really a fun, you know, good nature, almost like Goonies.
Yeah, I was going to say Goonies go to a haunted house.
You got it. And it's a really just fun, good natured project. I like making movies like that because I think, you know, our movie does not have gore, does not have blood. It's Alien Abduction. It doesn't have, it's more, trying to be, Hitchcock.
Yeah, rather than, right.
Yeah, so rather than Eli Roth kind of ripping people's arms off.
Right.
You know, we it's more suggestive. It's more, I think it's more mental when you get into things like that.
Right.
So those are
psychological thriller.
Yeah, psychological. It's exactly that.
Yeah.
What you hear sometimes.
Well, Maddie, you know what they say. You know, you're talking Goonies go ghost hunting. You know what they say in Hollywood is stay away from kids and animals.
You know, I've heard that so many times, and
probably kids are easier to handle than some of the adult prima donnas out there, I would imagine.
Yeah, my working with our 11-year-old on set was great. He was one of the best actors I've ever dealt with, and I had such a good experience working with him that I'm happy to do it again.
Does he want to become an actor?
He is. I mean, he's doing it. He's making it happen. So I'm happy to work with talented kids. That's great.
Well, you never know here. He may be the rich person in the family in a few years.
It happens. You know, it happens a lot. Hopefully they maintain their sanity. Any of these child actor horror stories that you hear that come down the pike after that, you know, I feel bad for a lot of these kids who have these warped childhoods.
Yeah.
Like the late Mickey Rooney.
There you go.
But the guy hung out till his 90s. That's amazing. Let's go into the other performers. Could you talk briefly about the other actors and their backgrounds?
Yeah, so Peter Holdman played the father. And he was in movies like The Social Network, The Dark Knight. He's been in a lot of, large films. He has, just this great kind of way of ad-libbing throughout his characters. And then Corey Ide, who plays the older brother, he's on Raising Hope, which is on Fox. And he was also in Behind the Candelabra. Then Gillian Clare, who plays the daughter, was on a major soap opera. I can't remember the name of it, but I'll figure it out. And she's also on a bunch of web series, one called Acting Dead right now. And Gillian was on Days of Our Lives. I was just Googling that as we were talking. Jeff Bowser, who plays our kind of local redneck hillbilly guy, he stayed in character throughout the entire shoot.
Oh.
Yeah, it was amazing. So I actually knew him more as that character, Sean McClain, than I did him as the actual actor.
Yeah. That could be a little disconcerting at the cast party at the end of the shoot.
Yeah, try going through an airport with him. he was definitely...
I don't know about airports, but I understand they now try to strip search two-year-old kids. It's getting crazy out there.
Oh, Jesus.
Or take knitting needles away from grandmas because they think they're going to knit an Afghan.
They think the grandma's putting on makeup. She's really a 20-year-old woman underneath. Or maybe they think it's like the movie Total Recall, the original with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he wears this woman costume landing on Mars to escape customs.
Right, and it malfunctions.
And malfunctions while he's asked, how long are you going to be there? And he says,
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And then he starts becoming Arnold sitting inside this body. That was, talking about films. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I love that.
The remake, unfortunately, I think, was a disaster. Anyway, we have Alien Abduction. The director is Matty Beckerman. We're talking about the cast and more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. it. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We're discussing the cast of Maddie Beckerman's Alien Abduction, how he chose the people to play in it, not just because they could improvise, but because they bring the right kind of presence to every role. Let's go on with some of the other performers.
So, yeah, Katie Sigismund, who plays the mother, she was in Transformers Dark Side of the Moon, Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, NCIS, Closer, Medium. She's just been on tons of TV shows. So, and all of these actors who we have in the film, all of them are terrific talents, but you might not recognize them as leads, which is why they lend themselves to this specific type of found footage film.
You don't want people who are seen in the movie who, oh, that's Mila Jovovich, that's whomsoever.
Yeah, exactly. That's what keeps the authenticity.
It keeps it real.
But when you have actors with credits of that nature, you can't pay them the big bucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's also a plus. is we are doing this on a budget, and the movie is being made for a pittance compared. Our movie is probably shot, the entire thing is what it cost an hour to shoot on a set of Avatar. You know, I mean, for one of James Cameron's special effects, we shot this film.
Well, actually, probably less than one.
Yes.
Considering what they spent on those movies.
Yeah. I mean, I was always under the impression, you know, it costs the same amount of money to go to a movie theater to see Transformers, which cost $200 million, as it does to see Paranormal Activity, which cost $15,000 to make. So it's the same ticket price.
They say that amount again?
$15,000.
What?
That's how much the first movie cost to make. My friend, Oren Peli, directed it and created that. And he did that outside of the studio system on his own and made that. And then it took him a long time to fight and get that film released. No one would take it. And eventually Jason Blum got behind it, who's also a friend of mine. And Jason really backed them up and got it released by Paramount and made everything happen. And then, you know, it's the $1 billion-plus franchise it is today based on just the great concept.
Wow.
And that's the thing about movies right now. It's so exciting to me.
Yeah, it's wide open. Blair Witch really put you know, this whole potential scenario on the map. I mean, yeah. Those kinds of returns, I'm sure there's a lot of people just whetted their appetite and they're licking their chops in Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, Blair Witch was made for $150,000. Right. You talk about a $300 million worldwide box office, and that returns better than any film you could possibly do.
Yeah. So I think it's up there. It's up there at the top.
Yeah. It's one of the highest grossing just because of the cost that went into it versus the actual amount of money they made. They didn't spend a lot in order to get a lot.
Well, I think they originally only spent less than $50,000, I think, on the original principal shooting.
You're right.
And then they went in and added more to because they saw the potential of it.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not a big fan of the Cloverfield, the jerky camera stuff. A lot of us, 40-plus generation, 50-plus generation, have a hard time dealing with that kind of style of cinematography with a shaky, jerky camera. Cloverfield literally made people sick in the theater, I heard.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, we tried to limit that as much as possible in the movie, but you can't get away from it when you're doing a handheld camera type of shoot.
Well, especially with an 11-year-old cameraman.
Yeah. I mean, there are definitely some shots in the movie you're like, that's a little too good looking.
Well, speaking of too good looking, what do you think about this the potential? You know, there's kind of a murmur and a buzz that 3D may finally start to gain a foothold and start taking off. Where do you come down on the whole idea of 3D?
You know, it's just another medium for us to use as filmmakers. I'm fine with 3D. I don't personally, if it's up to me, and I'm going to a movie theater, I would rather see the 2D version, just because I wear glasses, I have an astigmatism, and at the end of watching a 3D film, my brain starts hurting.
Right.
It's like too much information. It's like information overload. But there are certain occasions that I have to go do that, like going to see Gravity in IMAX in 3D.
Oh man,
was
I'm jealous.
It was like one of those all-encumbering experiences that, like, I'm so glad I got to go do. Incredible film.
Yeah, and probably pretty expensive to make the whole thing is one big long series of special effect shots.
Yeah, I mean the entire thing is special effects, man,
right,
from top to bottom.
But the thing I should point out here, because I cover technology on another radio show we do called The Tech Night Out Live, although obviously you still have 3D movies, 3D TV has gone absolutely nowhere, and
yeah.
Companies who were building 3D TV sets are cutting back because they don't really sell more sets. People aren't buying content. They had a TV.
Well, there is no content. There's very little content.
Well, yeah, of course, you have the movies that are being made, but there's no incentive to make any more content. They had a channel, I guess, for cable and satellite TV that gave up the 3D thing. So as a home medium, I don't see 3D coming. 3D may come when they perfect techniques to do it without the glasses. Because, Matty,
right,
you are pointing out a key example here where you have astigmatism, you're nearsighted, and I am too, but I wear glasses or contact lenses. When I wear the contact lenses, then I can wear the 3D goggles. But I don't care. Now, I had a long-term review of a Vizio TV set with 3D. And I watch Superman, the latest Superman movie, Man of Steel, in 3D on it. And they give you what they call passive glasses like the movie theaters. So they're not as heavy and they don't have all this active shutter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched the movie at home in 3D. And my wife watched it. And I watched it. And the next time we see that movie, we're going to watch the 2D version. I didn't see any advantage. I saw the 3D Avatar. In the movie theaters, I thought it was pretty good. Some of the bodies looked a little chunky. I thought that Sigourney Weaver came across as kind of chunky, not because she's necessarily that way, these days, but possibly because of the 3D effect. When we got the movie at home, we watched it in 2D. We never considered 3D, and I was perfectly happy with that. Just an observation.
Yeah, I mean, you go to the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, and you see the technology that they're coming up with, and it's super exciting. I mean, the 3D technology where you don't have to wear glasses is right in front of us. It's so close.
Yeah.
And once that is perfected, I think that's the game changer.
I think Panasonic has a standalone 3D TV, don't they?
Yeah, they're all coming out. I mean, they're very expensive at the moment, but...
So were plasmas and LED TVs when they came out.
Exactly. They'll drop. The prices will drop, and it'll become more of a consumer instead of an early adopter model. And once that happens, I mean, I think there's a revolution there, too. I mean, seeing a movie like Gravity in 3D is a must. It works perfectly in 2D, but you have a chance to have that full, all-encompassing experience. You know, that's worth going to do. And I do have a plan to make a 3D movie in the future. I'd definitely like to. And I have a great concept for it, and I'm working on it right now. But again, personally, I choose to go see a movie like Avatar in 2D. You
know? Yeah, me too, actually. Yeah,
I do
even
choose.
Though I work for a video production company with three Panasonic 3D cameras.
Yeah. Sometimes you just want the standard way to watch a film.
Right.
I grew up watching it that way, and I think 3D will work best when they get the technology perfected, not just release 3D because one film became humongously successful. Alien Abduction is the film we're talking about with Matty Beckerman and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, our guest this week is Matty Beckerman. He's a filmmaker, screenwriter, director, producer, and his directorial debut is Alien Abduction. It's one of those found footage kind of movies. Getting a lot of buzz. It's available for limited theatrical distribution. And if you check iTunes or your favorite place for video on demand, go and rent it. I'm going to rent it after this, I promise you.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. And it's not a long film. It's 85 minutes. You know, it's not a 2.5 hour extravaganza. It gets its things done. Now, a few final questions about the movie and your future stuff, Matty. In this film, does anybody get killed? Just wondering.
There's no actual death or killings. You know, it's not a dirty, you know, chop them up, gore-filled movie.
How refreshing.
Yeah, it's not a typical, you know, blood-filled film.
Gratuitous violence with a dozen people every 5 minutes getting knocked off, right?
Yeah, it's not. It is. There are some questionable moments for sure, but. It's more psychological than straightforward.
You imply.
Yes.
In true Hitchcockian fashion.
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of what he did with Psycho. You don't see any gore in that film, but the feeling is still there. It's terrifying.
No. Well, you see some blood drops in the drain, going down the drain. That's about it.
It's amazing what you can do with blood drops in the drain.
Yeah, you don't see someone's head actually being cut off. You don't need that.
Well, that has its place, but generally in his historical comedies.
Yes.
Well, that's the interesting thing here. Do you have any humorous asides or moments in this film?
Actually, yeah, and it came from a part of a story of my own family. So the family's in the car, and they're restless, and the older brother puts on a questionable song, a rap song. And I know you guys are on the air, so I'm not sure how much I can say of this song's title.
Well, I'll tell you why it works like this. The seven deadly words are verboten.
Okay.
So you can't say the title.
The song is called Smell Yo Blank. And it's about a woman who catches her boyfriend cheating on her. And says, you know, why are you coming home 5 a.m? Something's going on. Let me smell your blank. And
wow, that's quite an innovative song.
It is very innovative. So we actually have that song in the movie where the family's in the car driving, and the older brother sticks the song in, and my mom's kind of rocking out, playing along with it, does not realize what the lyrics are. And then the chorus comes up and let me smell your, and then she's like, oh my God, I can't, like, it just turns it off. Like that's just,
wait, you could say dick on the air.
Okay. Smell your dick. There you go. You get me singing it too.
All right. Let's not go into too much detail here. It's getting me too much.
Yeah. I mean, trying to license that song was really funny. Sending out a license for, you know, my wife actually did it. She called the company. I was like, I'm looking for a request for the song Smell Yo Dick by Risqué. That was really funny.
You know, right now, the censoring department at GCN is listening closely. Let us walk away from this.
Yes, okay.
Because I have a feeling that the 11-year-old is more aware of this stuff than the 28-year-old or the 32-year-old.
Yeah, wait a minute, Gene, you just gave the warning of the seven deadly words, and that ain't one of them.
No, it's not, but it's on the edge.
Yeah. Let's not push the edge. I don't want to be the one that...
No, we don't want to do that because that gets it to be even crazier. All right. So let's just put this aside here. And I'm going to ask you a few questions about the reaction to the film, other than the standard, I liked it, I didn't like it, that kind of thing. Did you get any comments from people in Brown Mountain or other people who had to report something strange that they experienced?
Yeah, I mean, I would constantly get reports. I now, on my website, people contact me just about daily with their own experiences. And a couple of those people I met locally up there, I actually recorded, and I'm going to put those interviews up and just throw them up on my website so you guys can see them. And the interviews with the locals, I decided to put up in their entirety. I posted all those up as well. You know, so I'm constantly getting stories in.
I think that's a really good idea, a good approach. It adds to the gravitas and the legitimacy of the project, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, the actual interviews with people is compelling. It really is.
What I see, and I'm going to make a comment here, is that we've talked to people who do TV shows and movie people before. What impresses me about you, Maddie, is that you did an intense amount of research about this, that even without seeing the film, in preparing for it, you're showing an immense amount of respect for your subject. And you don't always see that in a Hollywood movie. They don't really care so much about source material. But the fact is that you really did research to see what happened, how people reacted to it, learn about the legends surrounding the Brown Mountain Lights, understand it. And I gather from talking with you, as someone who in the past may not have been too concerned about UFOs, all this got you into it.
Yeah, I mean, you said it absolutely correctly. I studied like crazy because I felt an obligation to not look down on people who have legitimately experienced these things. I mean, who am I to judge them and say that, you know, your experience is not real, your experience is not valid? I truly try to keep the integrity of what we're doing intact. And it comes down, you know, with making this film and making sure that, you know, I try to stay as true to the nature of the real stories as possible.
We're certainly looking forward to progressing here and watching this film, and we'll give you our unvarnished review about what we think about it. So is this going to be an instance here where a year or two from now, someone from Marvel Studios will call you and say, Maddie, you know, we kind of like that film. Would you like to do the next franchise?
Oh, man.
$140 million to start, maybe $240 million. Would you, let me ask you that as a filmmaker. Obviously, we talk about the dream, and you're still a young guy. And that is, would you want to tackle that kind of job? Is it worth the aggravation?
With the pressure.
I would love to do something like that. Who wouldn't? That's like...
Yeah, really.
It definitely is a lot of pressure because there are, you know, so many people relying on you and putting that pressure on you. You know, making this little movie, my uncle once told me, he said it takes the same amount of energy to do a project that costs $100 and $1 million. You know, it takes the same amount of energy that you put into it. It doesn't really matter what the final product is. It still takes that same drive and that same motivation. So, you know, tackling a project on my, on this level, the sub $1 million, was actually harder than doing a $150 million film.
Because you had to do more of the stuff yourself. Hey, yeah. Maddie Beckerman, tell our listeners where they can find out more information about alien abduction and about you.
Yeah, alienabductionfilm.com. That's, and my own website is maddiebeckerman.com. But alienabductionfilm.com is where we have, you know, I put all the videos up of interviews with the locals, the folk song on Brown Mountain, the National Geographic's behind the scenes stuff of what they did to actually study the real phenomenon. Alienabductionfilm.com.
We've got a link to it over at theparacast.com too. All right. You can find us on Twitter, where we're known as The Paracast. We are The Paracast on Twitter. There is also a Paracast fan club on Facebook, two of them, and maybe someday we'll figure out how to make them one. Check our web portal, theparacast.com, for every single show since 2006. Chris O'Brien, stalkingtheherd.com, will let you in on all the details about his new book. If you order from him, he will autograph it for you, and he keeps the profits. Even better, so order from Chris.
You're signed and numbered.
Absolutely. Maddie Beckerman, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you guys so much. It was a pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.